B-Pod Studios.
Dan the Man.
Dr. Ray Bastardo, my personal physician, and I hope you got the stuff from the ENT today.
Yeah, but I haven't had a chance to look it over. I figured I'd give you a jingle, see how it went.
It went good.
You want to hold on a second? I'll check my email.
Thank you. Thank you, doctor. Why are you checking your email and calling me now? You got my home phone?
Let's see.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I got it.
Good.
All right, hey. Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Email from Dr. Sinusitis.
That's him. That's him. You refer me to nothing but the best.
Oh, boy.
I tell you, I had to write a hefty check as I didn't meet my deductible yet. You didn't remind me of that I had to write a check for over $500.
Dr. Sinusitis has a very high opinion of himself, Stan.
You recommended
him. Boy.
What?
He's throwing the kitchen sink here.
You wanted me to go to him. I went to
him
this morning.
Because that's his specialty.
That's right. And he did all the tests and stuff and said he'd get back to you. And now, just now, you're reading it and you're calling me
on
the radio.
Well, hold on a second. So you're upset about that you had to pay a hefty copay just to see him.
Yeah. Well, that was that caught me by surprise.
Okay. Have you actually looked at what these medications are going to cost you?
I have not. They've been called in. What do you mean what they're going to cost me? You know, can't you have somebody in our network where it's all just a small copay? What am I paying for insurance for?
Stan, I deal with patients like this all the time. And you know what I tell them?
What?
You want to live or die.
Right. I want to live. So I got to go.
It's going to cost you.
Yeah. It's going to cost me to live.
Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't mind taking another look at you.
What? No, I'm good right now. What does it say?
I also, there were a couple of things I wanted to touch base with you on.
What's that?
If you need me, make sure that you call my cell. The office is going to be closed for a little bit.
The office is going to be closed? You just opened back up like a month ago.
Yeah, I'm taking some time off.
You're taking how much time off are you taking?
You know, a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks. Like,
you know, I know you are all. You're all. Yeah. You're always looking at the prices in Vegas. How are they looking now?
They're looking really good right now. Really good. What, you going to Vegas?
You know, I might. Yeah, I might go out there.
What is this? I had never known you to close up shop.
Well, I was. You know, I miss the days of travel agents. The internet put them out of business.
I understand.
Used to be you could call your travel agent. They'd take care of all the arrangements. I tried to book a trip down to the Caribbean to a place called Hedonism.
Yeah, I've heard about that. You're thinking about going there?
Well, that was my first choice, and I was told that as a single middle-aged male, that I'm not welcome there.
I don't think it's for you. I don't think and you know what? You're a large man, and I don't think anything. You don't need that right now. Why are you telling me about this?
I just wanted to, you know, be on a Caribbean beach, be nude, and
nobody wants to see you nude. Nobody wants to see you.
Evidently so, Stan.
Okay, so you're gone for 2 weeks.
I'm thinking maybe I'll head out to Vegas.
Well, there's no shows going on out there right now. A limited capacity in the hotels. Airfare's great. Hotel's great because all of your amenities are not available. And you know how important... Are you smoking, doctor?
Is the Pope Catholic?
Okay. The metro, the tram, that's not working too. That means you have to walk the boulevard.
Well, I mean, they've still got cabs and Ubers.
Yeah, they got cabs and Ubers.
See, I'd like to go out to Vegas because I think I'd find like-minded people who want to have a good time and forget about all this COVID nonsense.
Okay. Now, that's great that you want to go on a trip, and thank you for telling me that you're going to be gone for 2 weeks. I appreciate all of that. I thought you were
calling. Maybe longer. I don't know.
I thought you were calling me about my visit today. Can we discuss me and not your 2 week vacation to hedonism or to Vegas? What, 2 weeks? Why? What the hell is going on? Just closing the office up like that?
Yeah, I mean it could be longer.
It could be. How does Nurse Kunstler feel about that?
Well, she's happy about it.
Is Nancy going with you?
Oh, hell no. But I'll tell you this. She's here. I'm at the house.
You're at the house?
Yeah. And she right now, I have her old wrinkled ass in the kitchen making me some gnocchi.
Oh, good. I know that's one of your favorite. So you let her into your house?
Well, the cook.
Oh,
and,
to cook.
She'll be that way. She gets paid for the day.
Wait, wait a second. So she's not working at the office either. If I called the office, would it ring? Would the answering service pick it up? What would happen if I called the office?
I can tell you exactly. I recorded it last night.
What's it say?
Ring, ring. Hello. You have reached the office of Dr. Raymond M. Bastardo, M.D. Your call is important to us, but we're out of the office at the moment. If this is an emergency, dial 911. Goodbye.
That's it? That's it.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty professional.
Sure, it's a professional.
And what it's got, you know, it's the personal touch that I recorded it myself.
Yeah, that's your, it's an extra touch.
Because they do have it where you can just have a computer voice to it.
I understand that. But you don't say when you're going to be back. You don't say, it almost sounds like the practice is closed up.
Well,
you don't sound good, Dan. You all right?
Well, you like gnocchi, don't you?
I do love it. It's a potato pasta. I love it.
Nancy's going to be gone by 6:30. I know you're off the air at 6. Why don't you come by about 7? We'll have some gnocchi. I'll take a look at you. And there's a little formality I want to go through with you.
What's the formality? I want to know ahead of time. This always concerns me when you want me to come over. What's the formality?
Well, it's the last thing I need to do before I can really go on vacation. Pharmacy rep came by this week.
Yes.
And dropped off a bunch of new samples. I got virtually anything you want, so I know you always like that.
Yeah, but I don't need any samples. I mean, I'm all right. I'm stocked up.
Well, I mean, I got, you know, pens, pads of paper.
Why do I want to come over to your house to pick up that stuff?
A calculator that says Topamax. It's good stuff. I'll make you a bag.
Okay, that's okay. Fine. What time? 6:30.
No, Nancy will be going at 6:30. Come by 7, 6:45 if you want.
All
but
right.
Let's just say 7.
I gotta tell my wife that I'm gonna go see you. It's two doctor visits today, so I'll let her know I'll be late.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Don't bring her.
Why?
Well, amongst these samples, Stan.
Yeah.
They come out with this new self-administered instant result COVID test.
Oh, okay. Well, I've already been tested.
Yeah, right. And Nancy asked me, well, do you want to start handing these out to patients?
Yeah.
I said, hell no. I got to make sure it works first.
Okay. So you're trying one of these?
Yeah, so last night I...
Jeez, you don't sound good.
You don't sound good. That's fine. I self-administered the COVID test.
Okay, so doctor doing it to himself.
And I'm not so sure about these tests, Dan.
What do you mean?
I don't know if these instant tests work.
What do you mean?
because mine came back positive.
You tested positive for COVID-19?
Yes and no.
What do you mean yes and no? Do you have a fever? Do you have the chills? Are you dizzy, stomach issues, bathroom issues?
Just the normal stuff.
The normal stuff. That's not normal.
Well, you know how effed up I am, Dan. I don't feel any different.
Did you take a second test? Did you go, maybe it was a bum test. Do it twice.
I did.
And what did it say?
Positive.
Then you got it. You caught it from one of your patients or something.
Stan.
What, doctor?
Well, of course, you can't be around them that long, but you did meet my dog once, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Rocky. He's a Belgian Malamute.
I know.
Or is it Malamois?
I don't know. It's a big dog.
But it's like a police dog. It's like a German Shepherd, only meaner.
I understand. What's that got to do with anything?
Well, I administered the test, and it says my dog has COVID.
That can happen. Your pets can get COVID, too. You're COVID positive.
Stan, I wiped down my toilet seat. It's got COVID.
So why are you closing up for 2 weeks? Because you gotta.
Well, for legal reasons. You know,
because Dr. Bastardo has COVID-19.
With all you've been through, yeah. I think you come by tonight, you have a nice meal, I give you, you know,
I'm COVID negative. I'm not walking into your house with a you positive and your dog positive. Listen to you.
So I figure you come by, have some milk, I'll check you with one of these tests.
No, I'm clean. I'm good.
Yeah, you are, and so am I.
No, you're not. You're positive.
I just appreciate if you would keep the doctor-patient relationship sacred and don't tell nobody about this, because I intend to have a good time. I'm not going to waste this vacation time.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
I'll plan it ahead.
Standing
look, 96 K Rock. You know I'm right on that.
You know you Hope and I are close. So when, and you've known this for a while.
Yeah.
And it's not something you need to share with the audience.
No.
And I'll be damned if I'm wearing a mask.
They're calling her a carrier. Our thoughts and prayers go to our president and first lady for a speedy recovery.
Ours do. Other people aren't as...
Well, that's to be expected. Oh, Junior gave me this. That's loud.
I got to tell you, I got scared last night.
Because you think you were COVID-y?
No.
If you planned ahead, you wouldn't worry about it.
Because... I knew that the president was going to be on Hannity.
Yeah.
We hadn't heard any of this COVID stuff yet.
No.
And I'm listening to...
He's hoarse.
I'm listening to the president. I maybe it was that he was hoarse, but I was listening and I'm like, this is the first time going all the way back to 2015 that I'm listening to him and he's kind of talking in circles.
Yeah.
There's something going on with him. And it's the honest to God, it's the first time that I've ever thought that about him. And he had to have been completely worn out.
No, he was. He was exhausted. He apparently, on Air Force One is when he went out like a light. And they said, uh-oh, we better
But knowing him, he's like, okay, I promised Hannity I'd be on.
Yeah.
If I don't go on, then we're going to have all kinds of rumors. If I make an excuse, well, then there's either something wrong with me or it's a national emergency.
Well, they're going to, it's still in the planning. They're trying to work out the logistics of getting a camera in there so we can go and talk to the nation tonight. You'll want to know this. Because, you know, when it hits home, the president getting COVID, the street violence finally happening to somebody you know and love. Actor Rick Moranis punched in the street in random attack.
What? Rick Moranis?
Yes. Let me give you what we got.
Why would somebody do that to Rick Moranis?
Junior just handed it to me. Are these
of all the people on Earth, why would you do that?
It's random. Is our source reliable?
It's on multiple sources.
Okay, good.
Platforms.
Then I'll run with it.
Are these the same multiple platforms that said Eric Trump was gay earlier this week?
Yeah.
I mean, some of them.
Okay. Here's what I got. Ghostbusters and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids star Rick Moranis has been the victim of a street attack in New York City. There's footage. The camera picked it up. The 67-year-old actor assaulted by an unknown assailant on Thursday morning while walking near his apartment building on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. The New York City police have referred to the attack as random and unprovoked. Moranis went to the hospital for evaluation, suffering pain in his head, back, and hip, according to the New York police. He then reported the attack. 67-year-old male victim was walking southbound on Central Park West in the vicinity of West 70th Street when an unidentified male struck him in the head with a closed fist, knocking him to the ground. Blow that up so I can see that.
That's a tall order.
There's a button that says full screen. There's a full...
No, it's right next to the volume button, which is what he's hitting. There it is.
All right, there we go. And I see that's supposedly the suspect.
That's a black guy wearing an I Heart New York hoodie.
Yeah, you can get those virtually every gift shop in Manhattan. They're very popular if you go.
Hey!
Oh, is that it right there?
Hey!
Was that it?
Yeah. Hey!
Well, he knocked him right down. They got a good look at him, too.
You got a better look at the perp than Rick Moranis.
That's what I'm saying.
But of course, he's wearing a mask for safety.
Right.
Jeez. Oh, that's pathetic. That's Rick Moranis.
And he's 67.
Well, he should have listened to lyrics of his own song.
I ain't going nowhere, man.
Can we play it?
Sure.
Because because he's absolutely right. That was a prophetic song. Rick Moranis, he retired from the movie business to take care of his kids, and the only thing he did was put out an album, and on that album, he wrote a song that was so prophetic because he should have listened to it.
Yeah, here you go.
Sorry, Rick.
Unbelievable.
I never go nowhere, man. I never go nowhere. Traffic's bad out there, man. I'm saving wear and tear. I like conditioned air, man. I never go nowhere. I go upstairs, downstairs, backyard, lawn chairs, living room, bathroom, bedroom, furnace room, hot tub, cedar deck, villa, fire, washer, dryer, pantry, patio, bar, aroma, video, cold cellar, rec room, ping pong, mahjong, beer count, wear, then speed dial, order, and I ain't going nowhere, man, I ain't going nowhere. It's dangerous out there, man, might have been a big bomb scare. Hard to get off of this easy chair, I ain't going nowhere. I go online, DSL, Amazon, buy and sell, eBay, layaway, last bid, noon today, plasma, Judy, Judge, broadband, Matt, Drudge, J.Crew, BNN.com, CNN, JPEG, email, pop-up, Gmail, shower can, filter, spam, slam, bam, I think it's spam. I ain't going nowhere, man, never gonna go nowhere. It's a bungled jungle.
I like how he drums some kid dumb Gmail in there.
Surround sound in my own lair, I ain't going nowhere.
Woo!
I got perimeter motion, doggy door, mail call, people, Avon, wireless strobes on, pin code, keypad, relay, pepper spray, home base, interface, three zone, plug and play, infrared, photocell, squad car, decibel, choppers up, sonic boom, activate the panic room.
You realize, Junior, that you giving me that story is the first I've heard of it.
Come on, Ritalin, Coumadin, Zantac, Lipitor, Diazepam, Nexium, Prevacid, Percocet,
better be accurate.
Elavil, Posamax, Plavix, Keflex, Nexium,
it's all over.
Cephalox, Flexeril, Topamax, Prozac, Ativan, Adderall, I take them all. I ain't going nowhere, man, never gonna go nowhere. I'm cutting my own hair, man, nothing I need out there. Outside sunny, but inside share.
Yeah.
I ain't going nowhere.
Outside sunny, but inside Cher.
Yep. we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Baby. Sizzle and hizzle and after hizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
I don't know. As soon as I heard the president was diagnosed, I haven't been feeling right.
Yeah. Stan and Haney.
You Friday think we should tell people?
That you're not feeling right?
Well, I mean, the fact that, you know, Hope Hicks, Stephen Miller, Donald and Melania Trump, this is my circle of friends.
Get out of your delusion.
Speaking of delusions, it's been confirmed.
What?
Rick Moranis, I've confirmed it with two sources. It just came out.
Yeah.
With Rick Moranis, New York Post, Daily Mail, gotta be true.
Gotta be true. Gotta be true. We're going to do the grab bag here in just a second. I do want to update you on a couple of things.
We're in charge here.
Yes. We're going to be kicking a little something. I don't want to tell you about it now. We'll do it. We'll kick it around the room in about an hour. But we got a email from Marvin's the digital program director.
Oh boy!
We got a an email from Marvin's assistant. Her name's Kit.
Wait a second. He's got an assistant.
Yes. And her name's
he doesn't do anything.
Her name's Kit.
How does he have an assistant?
He's got an assistant.
I don't see a workload that requires an assistant there.
Yeah, well, she's actually got a title.
What? Sure. His assistant has a title.
Yeah, because he's digital program director. She, his assistant, Kit, is...
Who will soon take over the department in its entirety.
Absolutely. She's digital content manager. And the memo is entitled, and it was sent to all
of
us.
Is that similar to when Greg Gillespie tried to splatter me with cyberspace manager?
Yes. She sent us an email to all of us, and we have to kick it around the room.
Now, is this from her, or is this as per Marvin?
No, this is from her.
Oh, okay.
It's called K-Rock Fall Content and What We Need to Do. We'll go over that.
Does she know that we do a daily radio show? Is she aware of that?
There are several things. And a lot of it, I guess, and it's not phrased this way, a lot of it for digital, social media, for funsies. we're all required to participate. That coming from Kit.
You know, I have a full digital strategy, Stan. Mm-hmm. And all they have to do is ask.
Yeah.
But they're going to be very disappointed.
Yeah.
Because it would be.
When you don't reply.
No, well, yeah. Because it would be highly successful, mm-hmm. but it would require a little bit of effort. Mm-hmm. And it would, the department would bear no resemblance to the department Marvin runs.
Wait, when we do the little round table on K-Rock Fall Content, there'll be some effort.
No. We may need listeners to help us.
Grab bag brought to you by.
We can't be drawn into that.
It's K-Rock Fall Content and some ideas we need from you.
Oh, God.
Aren't you the
digital department? Aren't you paid to come up with the digital ideas?
Yes, and this is the idea they have.
Is to ask us for ideas.
Well, it's not. They already have the idea. They just want your input.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. That's why I figured we'd do it on the air, so that they could get a general idea on how we feel about it.
I just wonder, does the digital department know that we generate 4 hours at least of content per day? Yeah. Do they know this?
I'm going to bounce it around the room in about an
hour. Just yes or no, are they aware of it?
Yeah, I think they are, but I don't know that they care.
Okay.
We told you.
Do they know that we are on the radio? That it's broadcast.
I know Marvin does. He doesn't. He's not quite sure what we do.
I know he's frightened of us because he understands our digital numbers, but I don't think he understands we have a whole other business outside that.
Yep, I know. I know.
Kids.
Yeah. Today. Well, and that's when I tell you about the fall content, you'll say the same thing, kids. This is something that I would have done maybe when I was 12.
And you know what? Either one of us at 12 would have done a great job.
I understand.
If I had the equipment they got now at 12,
no, you don't,
look out.
You don't know what it is yet.
I know what I would have done at 12. I mean, I had a Super 8 camera that I had to rent at an exorbitant rate.
I think they just want your feedback on a few of these things.
Well, they just got it.
They're going to do it. You don't know specifically.
Why do I react this way?
I don't know why.
Actually,
I don't know why.
Actually, you do. You knew me before I worked here. Since I've just worked here.
Yeah.
What happens when people ask me for my ideas and I take them seriously?
Yeah, I know. It gets shot down.
Are my ideas bad?
No, they're not.
But they generally require some effort.
Yes.
And that makes me unpopular.
Always have been.
Yep. Okay, sorry, Greg. That's it. Very upset about the president.
I know you are. This poor woman is getting a lot of heat on the internet because, well, a school board member in North Virginia named Lisa Phelps is getting just pummeled online because she talked about how the pandemic has been really hard on cats.
because they can't get
the attention from their owners that they want and need.
I can't. Stan, you knew when I walked in it was going to be one of those days. I'll admit it. I'm having an off day, and I can't take crazy cat lady stuff today.
Let's listen to Lisa Phelps, a school board member.
Cats are suffering because their caretakers are frustrated with them because they don't know how to respond to social stimuli. And I say that because that's my own experience. I guess the point I'm trying to get at is we all feel it. We all have the burden.
I just
where'd my music go? Well, stop, you're very fidgety.
Because there's something I was trying to find.
Well, today's not the day because you're not yourself today.
I'm not.
No.
And I apologize
for
that.
And I'm asking you, when you realize that,
to adjust accordingly. I'm sorry. I can't. When it's one of those days.
Yeah. Then that's when you have to adjust. Don't try to overcompensate.
Well, I try to adapt and overcome, which makes things worse.
Yes.
And that cat lady isn't helping things. That's not good.
Cats are suffering because their caretakers are frustrated with them because they don't know how to respond to social stimuli. Oh. And I say that because that's my own experience.
Oh, God.
I guess the point I'm trying to get at is we all feel it. We all have the burden.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Oh, this was big stuff here. Dateline Philadelphia. A guy tried to smash his way into a Philadelphia TV station yesterday morning, demanding to speak to the news anchor.
It happens.
A station news photographer, Mike Greenridge, called 911 and then talked to police when they got there. Here he's describing the guy coming to the TV station trying to break the door down with a hammer, demanding to talk to the news anchor.
We need a cop over here at Fox 29. Got a dude breaking into the building. It's getting real serious. Security had to pull a gun on him.
And he's banging on that, and then I look over and I see security drawing their gun on him, and they're having a back and forth, and he's telling them to drop the hammer, and he swings a couple more times.
Security got a gun on the dude now, man. You might want to hurry up and get in there, man.
Boy, that anchor is good. The way he described that, I felt like I was there.
That's the photographer.
Oh.
Again, adjust. Part of me wants to tell this mom, watch your kid. But part of me understands accidents happen. Here's a friendly PSA from a mom whose toddler got her cell phone and bought a live turtle through her PayPal account.
That's a smart kid. Good for him.
In actuality, she's calling it a turtle. It's a tortoise.
Well, she wouldn't know the difference, but the kid does.
And it was delivered. They can live up to 100 years, weigh over 150 pounds, and the mom had no idea the toddler did this.
Friendly PSA for anybody who has their PayPal account attached to their phone and they let their toddler use it. I get a package today that says live animal on it. So I open it up, and what do you know? Maddox purchased a turtle. He purchased a sulcata turtle that grows up to 100 pounds and lives over 100 freaking years.
I love that kid.
Uh-huh.
You know what? You want your kid to be smart, but then when they are, you have buyer's remorse.
Yeah. Well, that's why I say the mom should be watching the kid play with the cell phone. He knows how those things work.
He's a toddler and was able to put together what he wanted and how to get it.
Bye. Add to cart. This is...
I mean, that's just a high-tech version of when you and I would be riding up in the grocery cart, and when Mom wasn't looking, throw in a box of cereal that she doesn't know about, and then it just gets checked through.
Yep.
And then we get home, and where did this come from? Oh, well, we're not like we're going to return a box of cereal. Do you like this? Yes. Not very good for you, I know.
This happened down at Miami International, an airport that you and I have used.
Avoid at all costs.
Well, we've used it in the past.
And realized that's not a good place to fly out of. The only thing I liked about it was the Bacardi Cafe.
A drunk California couple was trying to board a plane at Miami International when they were stopped. Due to the fact that the woman was shoeless, no shoes. Now, when you go through the thing, they make you take your shoes off. Got to put your shoes back on.
Yeah. Other than those couple of seconds, it's frowned upon. But for those couple of seconds, if you don't take them off,
you're in trouble. Well, she's in trouble now. She got so mad, she started to jump over the counter. Before the guy she was with stopped her from doing that, they left and were soon arrested after struggling with the police. The entire incident was caught on camera and them being interviewed by a TV reporter afterwards when they left jail. Here's the shoeless gal caught on camera. And a few comments.
They're not leaving. We're
because
not leaving.
You guys literally let her leave.
Hey,
stop.
That's it. That's it. I want you. Why?
Come on.
She's high on something, but I don't know what. She's walking around with no shoes.
We went through TSA. We had everything checked out. They didn't realize she didn't have her shoes.
In what world is it acceptable to jump onto a counter in an airport?
Okay, and I get that, and I will take 100% responsibility.
How do you not know that it isn't acceptable to wear shoes in the airport?
Okay, you know what? I don't go on the airport that often.
What were you drinking?
We were at Voodoo Lounge.
Tequila. Brittany, do you realize that if you didn't hop on that counter, this doesn't happen?
And I did realize that, but you know what? You know, people to make mistakes.
I think Junior needs to get his hands on that one.
Yeah. You know
what?
You know what I enjoy? I know Brittany's in her own world and all that. What I enjoy is the sound and the action once it starts to happen. People start to murmur.
Yeah.
Immediately walkie-talkies start going off.
It's all because
Brittany's not wearing any shoes.
Yeah. You understand. This is another real beauty. You understand gaming.
I don't go to the airports that often.
Now, listen to me.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the game Minecraft?
I don't play that. I think that's more of a kid's thing, but it's very popular. Hugely popular.
Listen to this hilarious reaction when a YouTuber finds out that Steve from Minecraft will be the new character in Super Smash Mario Brothers on Nintendo Switch. All right, there's a lot to absorb there.
Now, Super Smash Brothers, I know people, that is very
Super
important.
Smash is the third best-selling game on the Nintendo Switch. 20 million copies being sold. So here's a guy that sees Steve from Minecraft and realizes that he's the new character in Super Smash Brothers. This is... some people need to find a hobby.
What the heck? It broke a wall? What? But no! No, I have the creeper! It's not Steve! It's not freaking Steve! If it's Steve, I'm dead! It's Steve! What? I can't believe it! But everybody said Steve is a joke! It's a joke! Steve! What? Oh, no! Everybody said Steve is a joke, man! I can't believe it, man!
Stan, I absolutely love playing video games. I don't understand any of that. I don't. When you're done with the grab bag,
yeah,
do you think you could hit the cat lady one more time so
sure.
I can do what I wanted to do?
Sure. I got one more thing. The trailer for Borat 2.
Oh, did you see it?
Well, no, I haven't. I heard it. Here you go.
What is the problem, officer? Got somebody that's strapped to the top of your car. He's in that passenger seat, boss.
Only men and bears are allowed inside car.
I'm here to give my daughter as a gift to someone close to the throne.
And a dress with real sexy peels.
This is a bag that just goes over the dress.
They're nice.
Where is everybody?
They're wanting everybody to quarantine so they don't spread this virus.
Could I stay in your home?
I hope quarantine never ends.
It's killing some of the virus.
No, you can't see the virus.
No, it's still there.
If you think you see a virus go like that.
This makes the virus sleepy. And then when it's sleeping...
The daddy has a lot to learn.
My daddy is the smartest person in the whole flat world.
All right, yeah, let me get to the cat lady.
Yeah, Borat went back to the beginning of it. It's the same village, but now they're mad at him because he embarrassed the village. And they're glad he's going back to America.
All right, what do you want me to do?
Just hit the cat lady clip, and then you'll find out that we have another lady that is very close in thinking to her.
All right, here goes the cat lady.
Cats are suffering because their caretakers are frustrated with them because they don't know how to respond to social stimuli. And I say that because that's my own experience. I guess the point I'm trying to get at is we all feel it. We all have the burden.
Yeah, there's a lot we don't know about cats.
A lot of people think that cats can't be trained. Well, they can. As well as dogs, as a matter of fact. And sometimes cats can do a lot more than dogs
can do. I think
it's
the same lady.
Sit, kit. Sit. Sit. Get your butt down. All the way down. Good boy. Stay. Stay. Good sit. Good sit, kit. Okay. In case you're wondering why he does that, he likes the meat.
Cats like to dress up. I've taught many, many, many cats to wear outfits, and they really like it. I think they enjoy the attention they get when they dress up.
Sure.
In training your cat to use the toilet, yeah. A lot of times people say, well, what's the secret?
Good boy. Do you want chicken?
After a while, and it's really not a very long time, you start looking like your pet.
What?
Or maybe your pet starts looking like you. Have a look at this photo. Sorry, big guy. You look like your mommy.
Oh, that's gotta be hell.
Cats are suffering because their caretakers are frustrated with them because they don't know how to respond to social stimuli.
Cats can't
and I say that because that's
well,
my own experience.
I guess as well as dogs, as a matter of fact, and sometimes cats can do a lot more than dogs can do. Sit, kit.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Sit.
We'll be back.
Sit.
Stan and Haney.
Put your butt down.
96 K-Rock.
This is the perfect family scene. When mom, dad, and junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. And thank you so much for joining us and being a part of this. Greatly appreciated. Junior, I need you to do something for me very quickly before we get into other things. Because I know last break you had to do a couple of things so you weren't there. Roll some tape on this. Chop it up the way you want to chop it up. But I think during the grab bag, we had some gold. And it was a woman that was arrested for walking barefoot at Miami International. And I think at the end of the clip, there's some things that you could could use. Here.
Brittany.
Yeah, Brittany. Are you rolling?
Rolling.
All right.
We're not leaving. We're not leaving.
You guys literally let her out.
She's high on something, but I don't know what. Walk around with no shoes.
We went through TSA. We had everything checked out. They didn't realize she didn't have her shoes.
In what world is it acceptable to jump onto a counter in an
airport? Okay, and I get that, and I will take 100% responsibility.
How do you not know that it isn't acceptable to wear shoes in the airport?
Okay, you know what? I don't go on the airport that often.
What were you drinking?
We were at Voodoo Lounge.
Tequila. Brittany, do you realize that if you didn't hop on that counter, this doesn't happen?
And I did realize that, but you know what? You know, people make mistakes.
All right. Now, so just feel free.
Now, while you're rolling, this lady is, there's going to be some stuff at the beginning, and then the lady is going to teach a cat how to sit. I would recommend you keep them as separate files for sit cat, sit down, butt down. You'll hear. Get a nice clean copy.
Roll it.
A lot of people think that cats can't be trained. Well, they can. As well as dogs, as a matter of fact. And sometimes cats can do a lot more than dogs can do. Sit, Kit. Sit. Sit. Get your butt down. All the way down. Good boy. Stay. Stay. Good sit. Good sit, Kit.
All right. All right. Work on those things.
I'll give you something to work on there.
Something to play around with.
Sit, cat.
Yeah.
Good sit, cat.
Coming up in about 20, 25 minutes, we're going to go over the latest K-Rock fall content through Marvin's assistant, Kit. And
he's delegated this.
Yes. To Kit, and I don't know.
Have I met Kit?
Yes.
Which one is that?
His assistant. She always follows him around. Now, I don't know if they view themselves as equals, or she's.
I think she's probably
Marvin's assistant.
I think she's probably a little dominant.
I don't know, Junior. How would you describe it? Are they equals, or is she?
Because she's got a title.
Marvin's assistant.
I wouldn't say assistant. She is the digital content manager.
And what's that versus the digital
content
program director? What's the difference?
I think she does a little less than him.
Okay, so she's his assistant.
Or
I wouldn't say
assistant. Is she his assistant or assistant to the digital content manager?
Assistant to the digital content.
Well, we'll go over that in a little bit because there's things that are required of all of us in this room.
Yeah. It takes all of us.
It takes all of us for this. And
we're all in this together.
I just got word of it today, and she needs, Kit needs this stuff. A participation from all of us for fall content. You know what? She sent this. Because if Marvin sent it, I'd march right to wherever his office is and throw this paper back in his face.
I know that's been a problem, and we've addressed it with management. You cannot help the fact that Marvin triggers a violent physical response with you.
Well,
that's not something you can control.
He's not the boss of me, and it's my truth.
And, you know, we're sorry that he lost a tooth, but he's going to lose more.
Yeah. Did he lose a tooth?
Well, at one time.
Yeah. Let's do the local beat.
And then you explained, that's not something you can help. It's part of your truth.
Now pick it up and put it back in your mouth.
You Hey, look who's on TV.
Oh, it's those brothers for Relief Factor. Okay, father, son.
Four key ingredients. That's what we need.
And metabolic pathways.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Okay.
Well, is that a went by too quick. I couldn't tell if it was a bag or a bottle.
A bucket, I think.
But that old lady looks happy.
Yeah, she's pain-free now, thanks to Relief Factor.
And they got her a new hairdo.
Yeah, she got a new set.
Yep.
local beat. This comes out. Once again, the police. You know, we told you the other day we had police officers that had to go swim through a canal. We had choppers landing. We had all of this stuff.
I'm glad you said that.
Why? Because I'm leading into something. What?
Well, hopefully this will relate to it. The things that cops go through.
Oh, it's tremendous.
On the way to work today, I'm coming down 41, and I realize there is a police car with the low-level lights on. You know, like they're more yellow than...
Well, that's one of those assistants. They have the ones like that do traffic stuff that are, I guess, technically police officers, but they use the yellow lights. Because when I had my car accident,
it looked like he had the real lights, but these were like a lower level where he wouldn't be like on his way to an emergency, but wanted you to see him in traffic. And the cop has his car blocking the whole right lane, and I realize what he's doing. Somebody, either purposely or accidentally, let a bag of trash out on the road. And this guy is out in the middle of 41 picking up somebody else's trash. He gets most of it to the side, and then there's still, like, little pieces. He's out there with his foot trying to kick it off to the side so nobody gets a flat.
Mm-hmm. Our law enforcement, because he is seeing a lot of the cars, protect and serve.
Mm-hmm.
And they do just about anything. And they're great people. And whether it's kicking garbage off the road. Jumping in a canal. Or having to deal with a nut barricaded in his house. They do what they got to do.
And they never know which one it's going to be.
They don't.
That's what would get to me about that job, is having to be ready for anything.
And this is a case of that, because it got pretty hairy. This is from the Naples Daily News. Happened the other day. Headline. And again, our police do not know what they're getting into. And they're our first line. After standoff, deputies arrest man they say shot at them from North Naples home. Shot at the police. A standoff involving several dozens of law enforcement vehicles and officers ended when a man was taken into custody Wednesday night. They had surrounded a home in the Willoughby Acres neighborhood in North Naples. The standoff between law enforcement officers and the man lasted about 4 hours, involved shots fired, and caused deputies to close off several areas of the neighborhood. A helicopter and a drone flew overhead for much of the evening. Deputies from the Collier County Sheriff's Office were called to the home in the 100 block of Wycliffe Drive to check on the welfare of a man who was possibly suicidal. This according to Colonel James Bloom. The man was called out of the home by deputies, had a handgun in his pocket, and appeared agitated. He walked back into the home and then fired shots from inside at the deputies, this according to Colonel Bloom. Deputies returned fire, then set up a perimeter. After the man shot from the inside of the home a second time, that's when SWAT was brought in. and they responded to the scene. Deputies continued to communicate with the man. Bloom adds, after that, we were able to use technology and our equipment to breach the doorway. After the door was breached, deputies continued contacting the man until he came to the doorway. Now, when he came to the doorway, that's when a canine officer took the man to the ground. Bloom adds, we then took the subject into custody with no further incident at that point. Everybody okay? Shots fired, choppers, machines to break down the doors. The man might have been injured when taken to the ground by the dog, though, said Bloom. No one else was injured in the standoff.
Wonder what that dog's name is.
I don't know, but it's a good dog.
You know what I'd name it?
Scout.
No.
I thought you said that's what you want to name your dog.
Yeah, but that's not my dog. That's a police dog.
Oh, what do you want to name it?
Truth.
Okay.
You see how you do when the truth gets you.
Bloom said, I would like to thank the area of Willoughby Acres and the residents of the area. They cooperated as this had been ongoing for several hours. We were able... here's what they had to... They had to evacuate several homes in the area for everybody's safety.
Because somebody was having a bad day.
They didn't know this going in. The man's name and age were not available from the sheriff's office. He will be charged with several felonies. And an investigation is still continuing into
the incident. No, what I meant is how selfish is that guy? He's having a bad day and it has to involve everybody.
And he fires shots at the officers. The officers return fire and he fires back at them again.
That's someone lucky to be breathing.
You darn right he is.
And yeah, we should thank God for that dog, because the dog was able to de-escalate things in the best possible way.
Yep. When we come back, I have the... We were all emailed.
Although I'm sure that you'd have the same result if it had been a team of, say, 12 social workers and a cat.
We need to, all three of us, have a conversation about this. Marvin's partner. Is it Marvin's partner, Kit?
I don't think they view each other that way. Do they?
Associate.
Assistant to the digital program director?
Well, there was a memo coming out about K-Rock's fall content, and I guess we're asked to contribute.
I'll
contribute on the air. We're going to do this around the room.
I think Marvin would be like the queen, and she would be like the prime minister in the pecking order. Marvin would be like the queen.
Equal but separate forms of, well, that's a monarchy.
Yeah, and then this Kit would be the prime minister.
Okay.
Because Marvin only gets involved if it's very serious.
What are you talking about? He's looking over Junior's shoulder every other day. And Junior doesn't tell you half the stuff that he has to sit through.
Why would he do that? Junior has no royal blood.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
I mean, again, we've gone to great pains to hide that.
You're not yourself. 96 K-Rock.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. You're about 30 minutes away from our first look at traffic. That's a crapshoot lately. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. All right, give me that, and I got to go over something with you guys. And maybe a little background music, too.
Oh, yeah, I've already decided that we need...
I got to go over this.
We need some music that will get our creativity going.
Yeah, you need a little creativity.
And so I put a lot of thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, with this situation, what have I learned over the course of a lifetime? When a problem comes along, what must you do? When a problem comes along,
we got a these from time to time. You see, we are we're a radio station, and we Haney and I our first and foremost thing is to put out a broadcast. There's another part,
well, that used to be that way.
There's another part of the building which is the digital part of the building where it's all what goes on the internet and a clickbait and you know.
See, we have a transmitter; they have an Ethernet cord,
right? And so they want to coordinate stuff, you know, with them that we do. And then some stuff that doesn't even make it to the air, they want from us. So they can put what they call digital content. And this was sent to everybody. Junior brought it to my attention, but then I later checked. It was in our email box, too. This is from Marvin's associate. Her name's Kit. Marvin and Kit, they're like two peas in a pod.
Are they?
Yeah, they're
I'm not close to either one of them.
Nor am I. But I know them. And so this came in. And by the way, this all has to be in on Tuesday. So, Junior, jot this stuff down as we come up with it. I'm going to also ask you some of these things, too. She's very polite when she writes, Kit is. They're very polite and makes it seem quite benign. Hello.
Hello.
And happy Friday.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
She seems nice.
She's very pleasant. We are in the process of creating new content.
Well, that's great news. Good luck with that.
We are in the process of creating new content for our fall holiday guides.
We wish you the best.
Below, you will find a few questions that I would like to ask each of you to answer to help us create, you know, quizzes and...
Are we under oath?
Listicles.
Listicles?
Junior knows what that is. I don't know what what's a listicle?
It's like a testicle?
I don't know.
It's something that comes off of a list.
Thank you.
It dangles from the list.
It's dangling from the list.
All right. And stuff like that. So first, I'd like to ask you guys at K-Rock some questions. Haney, Junior, Stan, what's your go-to Halloween costume? Oh, and I gotta add, it's in the we need your answers before Tuesday.
Oh, this is an emergency.
Yeah. Haney, what's your go-to Halloween costume?
Hobo.
Junior, your go-to Halloween costume.
Oh, wait, Stan?
Yes.
Sexy hobo.
Sexy hobo. Make sure you jot that down. Junior? Look, I'm going to tell you right now, Kit, I don't have a go-to Halloween costume.
But you got to give an answer.
I haven't since...
Well, what was the last one?
What was the last... Oh, that's when Brad Beasley made me dress up and I wore a baseball jersey. Baseball player.
Sexy baseball player.
Sexy baseball player. What's your go-to Halloween costume? You got to answer this by Tuesday.
Every Halloween, I just like throw on like a suit and I say I'm James Bond.
Ah.
Because I don't want to like dress up as anything.
Sexy James Bond.
Sexy James Bond.
Not James Bond. Sexy James Bond.
Sexy James Bond.
They need all this by Tuesday. And I'm not joking. We got this today. I can't be bothered.
So we could be up for discipline if we don't fill this out.
Yeah, they demand it by Tuesday. What's your favorite thing to eat during the fall, Haney? What's your favorite thing to eat? What do you enjoy when the weather gets a little cooler and the leaves start to
change? I don't think I'm allowed to answer that. It would be considered obscene.
Yeah. I write mine down. I like anything pumpkin spice. Yeah.
I like tacos.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't in the fall? Your favorite fall drink, guys. Your favorite fall drink.
Well, I don't want to give my real drink or the store will sell out
of
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything alcoholic, non-alcoholic? Come on.
Tab with a splash of slow gin.
Yeah. Mine's a Fresca. Junior, what's your favorite fall drink? Maybe a hot tea with a cinnamon stick?
Whatever beer is left over in Hanny's fridge.
What is this? Hanny, if you had to make a decision, would you rather visit a corn maze or a haunted house? We're grown men. We're men in our 50s. You know what I'd rather visit? My recliner. That's what I'd rather visit. What the hell? Haunted house or
are you
a
taking,
corn maze?
Are you taking down my answers?
Junior's supposed to be.
I can't keep up. Like I don't know what your guys'
answers
are. Okay, well, there's
no point in doing this.
I'm just going to send them the audio, and then this is our answers.
Okay.
So whatever they come up with.
I want my answers done correctly as I say them.
Yeah, well, then she's going
to
hear them.
I'm
going to
send the audio.
Then
yeah.
I would say spook house.
Spook house. I prefer a haunted walk. Are you participating in this? Your name's on it, too.
I mean, if I have to pick between one or the other, I'll go to the haunted house. Like, who wants to go to a corn maze?
Well,
we've tried it.
When they're done right, Junior, and we know somebody that does one right. I don't know if he'll be doing it this year because the world's on fire, but a farmer friend of ours does it. We should send you. You would enjoy it. Have you ever done a corn maze?
No, I've never done a corn maze.
I have done multiple mazes.
The next time our farmer friend does the corn maze, we need to send Junior down there, and you'll be singing a different tune.
Yeah.
Other than a haunted house?
Put down what you want. You're supposed to be doing this, too.
My answer is haunted house.
Okay. Haney? This is easy. I can legitimately answer this. What's your favorite Halloween candy? Mine, Reese's Pumpkin. The Reese's Pumpkin.
I like waxy candy corn flavored pumpkins.
Here's what I like.
You know where they're orange with a green stem?
I like full size candy. Nothing instead of fun size candy, because they're fun size candy. There ain't nothing fun about it. It's too small. Now,
Stan,
what?
How did this become our job?
I don't know. This wasn't our job before.
For me, I'll just go with anything blue.
Anything blue.
Just give me blue.
Okay.
Mm-mm. They won't understand that. You got to put blue flavor.
Yeah, blue flavor.
Blue flavor.
Now I don't know if Haney, I've got one more. Pumpkin or apple? That's it. It's not like apple pie. It's just pumpkin or apple.
Apple.
I'm a grown adult. Apple.
I'll go apple too. It's year round.
It sure is. What's your favorite? What's your favorite Halloween movie?
Phantasm.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Is Saw a Halloween movie?
I don't know.
Saw, the original one. The remake of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, yeah, with the girl in the radio station?
Yes.
You know, that's where I took her on our first date.
Yeah. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Where it was the girl disc jockey working at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why she didn't like me. You know who I'm talking about.
Which one? Who?
From over in Melbourne, the crazy one. That was really, truly.
Okay.
I took her there on my first date and did not realize that the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, because the girl that I took on the date worked nights at the radio station.
Yeah.
And we're watching the movie, and it's all about him stalking a young girl working late at night at the radio station. And as we were leaving, she goes, thanks for that.
Oh.
I'll go with Hereditary.
Hereditary, that movie?
Yes.
All right, never heard of it. I want to change my favorite fall drink.
You're allowed.
Yes. It's my prerogative. I want to switch it to hot chocolate with some whipped cream. Now.
That's your truth.
That's my truth. Now, I got it. This is the thing that I almost threw the email out, deleted it. They want to have your favorite this, your favorite that, you know.
They're not going to ask us who we want to marry, who we want to kill.
They're getting there. Here's the other part.
Truth or dare?
The part. Dare. This is from Kit, Marvin's assistant, associate. I was also hoping that each of you, Stan, Haney, and Junior, could send me any throwback Halloween photos that you might have so I can create a gallery.
I'm sorry, those photos are all copywritten by my mom.
Yeah. Now remember, the funnier the better. I will tell you right now, I have zero Halloween pictures. Zero. I don't have a funny Halloween costume. She doesn't know our philosophy on adults going out for Halloween. She doesn't know that. And Haney and I are spot on, and that's why we don't do that on Halloween. It leads to fights. It leads to breakups. It leads to divorce.
Mm-hmm.
The boyfriend, the husband, he doesn't want to go out, but the girlfriend convinces him to go out. She dresses up as a sexy mouse.
Yep.
He dresses up like a hobo. And she goes and gets all the attention from the guys at the bar. They get a little more drunk. He gets mad. They get into a fight. He tells her to leave, to look at the floor and don't stare at anybody. And then you come home at the end of the night fighting, where you could avoid it all.
And the next Halloween, the kids are talking amongst themselves going, I liked it better when we had a daddy instead of an uncle.
Yep. So, yeah. Hey, happy Friday. We're in the process of creating new content for our fall holiday guides. Hello, we'll find a few questions, and I was also hoping you can send me some throwback Halloween photos.
Okay, so send her all the answers and then sign it. Have a nice trip this fall. Love, Stan, and
Haney. Yeah, there you go. That's for funsies.
Little zingaroo.
All right, I got a few minutes here. I have... Lock the phone lines down for a second.
What are you doing?
I'm going to give somebody a couple of prizes.
Well, this is an unorthodox.
Yeah. Because I didn't know how long that would take, and I had a game, but I'm just going to give
We did so good that you have extra time. Yeah. That's how good we are.
I got a chance for a prize.
So is this like a legitimate thing? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to give away a pair of tickets. I just need you to answer a true or false question. You get it right. You're going to go and get a pair of tickets. And then after we find a winner for that, I'll take another winner. You don't know what the true or false question is. You got one to answer. You get it right.
Lightning round kind of thing.
Lightning round. Two prizes to give away. You have to correctly answer a true or false question. Simple enough. All right. I've just released the phone lines. 277-9600. Your job, and I'll take the calls cold, Junior. Ahoy, who's this?
Troy.
Troy, you want a true or false question? You get it right, you're going to get $50 to the pewter mug.
All right.
All right, here we go. True or false? The British term for an ear of corn is called a rocket. True or false? The British term for an ear of corn is called a rocket.
True.
No, that's false. Oh, sorry.
Again. I'm off to a great start.
Yep.
You sure we're going to have time for two?
Oh, yeah, we'll have time. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Cody.
What's his name?
Toady.
Cody.
Hey, Toady.
How you doing?
Good. In England, if you make a grilled cheese sandwich, it's called a toasty. True or false?
I'm going to go with true.
It is true. A toasty is a grilled cheese sandwich in the UK.
Woohoo!
There you go, buddy. Hold on. See? I'm going to have time. Where's my other one? I got another set of... Stand by.
You got it, pal.
I got it. Here. Hold on. Just got to find out what I did with it. Oh, I got it. Talking about Halloween stuff. We'll go Halloween, true or false here. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Glenn.
Glenn, you ready for a true or false question? True or false? And this has to do with Halloween or, you know, this time of year. According to the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, a ghoul is, quote, ugly or grotesque, an ugly or grotesque sprite that is usually mischievous and sometimes evil. The official definition from Webster's Dictionary of a ghoul is ugly or grotesque sprite that is usually mischievous and sometimes evil. Is that true or false?
That is true.
That is false. That's the definition in Merriam-Webster's dictionary for a goblin. A ghoul is a, quote, legendary evil being that robs graves and feeds on corpses. Again, this is... Let's go and try this one. Ahoy, who's this?
This is JP. What about
it? All right, JP, you ready for your true or false question? True or false? Daddy long legs have the most potent venom in the world. Their fangs are just too short to pierce human skin. True or false?
That is true.
That is false.
Yeah, I thought that was true.
It's a total myth. The venom of black widows and other spiders are much more potent, and daddy long legs can bite humans, but it doesn't do much to us. It doesn't do much to us.
They don't bite us.
They can bite you. It doesn't
do much. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if you're asking for it.
Yeah.
But generally, they're very polite for a spider.
Let's try another one. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy, it's Joe.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good.
Ready for your true or false question?
Yes, sir.
True or false? Vampire bats don't actually suck blood. They lap it up like a cat.
False.
That's true. It's true. They bite you, then let the blood trickle out so they can lick it up. Ahoy, who's this?
Steven,
here's your true or false. The state that grows the most pumpkins is the state of Illinois. True or false?
False.
It's true. Running out of time.
You
Annie.
Sure we got you time for two of these?
They grow more than twice as many pumpkins as any other state. Illinois, followed by Pennsylvania, Indiana, Texas, and California. Let's see if I even have another one in this category. I do. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Dana.
Dana?
Yes, sir.
True or false? Candy corn, Haney's favorite, candy corn was first sold over 100 years ago.
True.
You are absolutely correct. Hold the line. Hold the line. Yeah, it's been around for over 100 years, and originally it was called Chicken Feed and went on sale in the 1880s.
Boy, it's so great. No nutritional value whatsoever.
None. We'll be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We're the 11th pick in the NFL draft. The Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to get you updated on traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails in less than 30 minutes. Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week, week number 4. Last week he was 9 wins, 4 losses, and 1 tie.
You know,
what's the matter?
I got to talk to Junior first.
Go ahead. Yep. Does he know what you're going to talk to him about? Look at the smirk on his face.
Oh, I know where he's going with this. Yeah, go ahead. Get it off.
Hey,
what is it?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Do you understand that I'm on your side?
No, yeah, I know.
That I'm like an advocate for you.
Yeah, right, yeah.
When I'm saying things, it's to try to help you.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on? Because I sense a little tension here.
Well, he was talking to the program director, and he was doing just fine.
Then was he talking too much?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he's talking about business-related stuff, and he's doing great on that.
Good. They love him around here now for some reason.
I don't know.
But then, as he's talking to the program director, who's only been here a couple of weeks, he goes, Yeah, that was like it was the first time I worked here. And I could see the program director go. He didn't say anything, but you could see his expression. The first time you worked
here,
what did this guy get blown out or something?
And that's what a programming professional thinks. Why did he have to come back? Where did he go? Why? These are things that run through a program director's head.
And Junior is not thinking like that. And Junior was doing fine on the important part of the conversation. And then I felt the need to intervene. And I said, that sounds a little funny the first time he worked here. He didn't do anything wrong. You see, we knew him. And when we hired him, and Junior interrupts me, he goes, "You didn't hire me."
Oh, my God.
"You didn't even know me. Randy Bailey hired me."
Randy Bailey?
"You didn't hire me."
And the programmer, "Who's Randy Bailey?"
Jeez.
Randy Bailey suggested me.
You're going down a wormhole is what you're doing.
It's the truth.
Look.
But do you see what happens when I tried to step in, minimize the damage, even repair it, and he wouldn't let me?
The program director doesn't need to go through the whole milieu of all of that stuff.
Well, if he was getting the story, I wanted to make sure that he got the story.
But the reason he had to get the story is because you said for no reason, "The first time I worked here."
It's true.
It's true. And you know what else is true? The first time you worked here, you left of no fault of your own. It was a rearrangement of air staff at the time.
So because he said that, I had to go and explain all that.
Oh, my God.
And as I'm doing it, he
interrupts you.
"You didn't hire me. Randy Bailey hired me."
Oh, my goodness.
I never said Randy Bailey hired me.
What did you say?
I said Randy Bailey suggested me. And then
after I said that we liked you and we hired you, why did you have to bring up Randy Bailey's name?
Yeah, why?
Because Randy Bailey's the reason I'm here.
Look, he was Haney's drummer in the Buzzards.
I love Randy Bailey.
And he's a great guy.
But who is Randy Bailey to anyone here other than me?
Yeah, other than and me.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Well, who is he to anybody? Anybody here? You know who he is? He was changing his shirt out in the parking lot one day, and they were ready to call the cops.
Oh, that they did.
I know.
I think they had to call back and tell him not to come. That's true.
I know it's true. I was here.
Most of the time that Randy shows up here, they're ready to call the cops.
Yep, because he looks shifty and, you know.
And he's the reason I'm here.
He's the reason you're here.
Well, technically, yeah.
He is the reason you had an opportunity to speak to me.
That's true.
There we go.
I'll give you that.
Leave it at that. Leave it at that.
All right.
Randy Bailey is friends with Haney. Has nothing to do with this radio station and whether you're hired or not.
I don't understand that. Why is he bringing up Randy Bailey to the program director?
I cannot believe that the conversation with the new program director...
The first time I worked here.
...devolved into you... Bro.
And he doesn't even give me credit for hiring him.
I can't believe this. Loose lips sink ships. Coupling Golden Gate.
Excuse me, Stan.
Yes.
We seem to be listening to one side.
Yep. That's because Junior's chatterboxing. And you are up to date. Coming up.
He's a good boy, but my God.
Less than 1 hour. The newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now with today's headlines. Yep, 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 yep.
Chatterbox.
Zip it! You're on good terms with everybody here.
Yeah, everything's
terms
fine.
Terms that I never imagined you could be on.
I didn't know that would throw me on bad terms.
Zing! How do you control them?
You don't.
Yeah, well, we have to be around him all the time then. Or he's just, yep.
Oh, we got to protect him from himself.
Yes!
I would have never said that.
Ever.
Now, technically, how many times have I been fired here?
I know of, three officially, one unofficially.
Yeah, but I don't go around talking about that.
No, you don't. You don't go tell the new program director, the last four times I was fired.
Yeah, because that would come across as threatening to him.
Yeah.
Because what happened is when they tried to fire me, they got fired the next day.
Yes. Yes.
Not something he needs to know.
That's right.
Seems like a nice guy. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you didn't know. I don't know what this means, okay? I'm reading this cold. A pizza shop is selling comforting words from the delivery driver for only $1.
That's nice. What was that, Broadway Joe trying to call, make sure we're ready for him?
Yeah.
Jeez, look at this. You know, he's on the air where he's supposed to speak and gives me a one-word answer.
Yes, that was Broadway Joe.
We're all good?
We're all good.
And you're going to need mugshots during the news today, Junior. A 67-year-old woman who refers to herself as Lady Ninja and trains to Eye of the Tiger took down an intruder at the senior complex.
That'll show him.
And finally, here's where you're going to need the mugshot, Junior. Dateline, St. Petersburg. A 28-year-old woman is arrested for raping herself in front of the 7-Eleven.
Yes, we need the mugshot.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Oh, can we please have some laughter here today? 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
What, are you not? Is it not working? Hold it. How does it not? Oh, hold on. Don't hit anything yet. Here, that sounds good.
Hi.
There we go.
I blame Randy Bailey.
Yep.
A lot of people think that cats can't be trained. Well, they can. Sit, Kit. Sit. Sit. Get your butt down. All the way down. Good boy. Stay. Stay. Good sit. Good sit, Kit.
So it's a little too long. Needs to be chopped up, like Kaney asked.
Yep. It looks like you got to take a Ginsu to that some bitch. Yeah, it was, you know, sit, cat.
Must have been talking to the program director when you heard that.
Either that or daydreaming about how great Randy Bailey is. Yeah. God forbid I ever get a shred of credit around here.
That Randy Bailey.
Saint Randy. Yeah. You know, all the good things in my life are thanks to Randy Bailey, really.
Yeah.
That Haney.
Ugh. Wow, what a jerk.
Bunch of bitches.
New research shows people who have ancestors who were Neanderthals get more severe cases of COVID.
Oh.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs you are a descendant of Neanderthals.
Top signs you're a descendant of Neanderthals.
Your favorite music?
Yeah.
Rock. Your many fans refer to you as Gronk.
He's been thrown a little bit now, Haney. You got him a little off balance.
You live off the residuals from your Geico commercials. Yeah. I miss unfrozen caveman lawyer. You were eating paleo long before it was trendy.
That's right.
Living in America.
Look, if we're being honest, you're still a little scared of fire.
Oh, my God! Oh!
Your COVID test is done by a paleontologist.
Ah! I feel like I'm being punk.
Quentin Tarantino mocks the size of your forehead. You met your wife clubbing, literally. And finally, the very top sign, you're a descendant of Neanderthals.
Yes.
To you, the Flintstones is blatant cultural appropriation.
What were you drinking?
We were at Voodoo Lounge.
We
Tequila.
Brittany, do you realize that if you didn't hop on that counter, this doesn't happen?
And I did realize that, but you know what? You know, people make mistakes.
A little long.
I hate you, Claire's.
Elvis
has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email. Let's run through these very quickly. This is from Harold. Just wanted to let us know. He sent pictures along, too. Good afternoon. I proudly fly two flags at my house, and I get tons of thank yous and congratulations. One is Biden 2020, Chump for prison, and the other is Trump for prison 2020. Lock him up. Signed, Harold.
Okay, Harold.
Let's all
calm down.
This is Scott. Hey, guys. I just wanted to take a brief moment to wrap up the first debate. My political inside sources have informed me that Joe Biden was allowed to wear a wire during the first debate. From what I've been told, this was a concession made by the Trump team in order to eliminate the brakes every 30 minutes so that Biden and his camp could change his diapers. Also, our friend Alex Jones told me there were no drug tests taken from either participant because they were both shot up with super male vitality. And its contents can lead to false positives when drug tested. P.S. I urge Junior to begin to wean himself off Pop Rocks and Pixie Sticks. It's clearly affecting his stamina. Drinking old-ass coffee at 4 p.m. and his behavior. He becomes hyperactive after ingestion. Mark Haney has turned you into a sugar candy junkie, and very soon you will be under his total control. You'll be exhibiting the same behaviors as Pavlov's dog.
Yep, the only thing that was saving him were those nutritious veggie straws, and yep. I took them away.
Go lie down. All right, we're going to take a break. When...
Do you hear yourself when you talk like that? Do you hear yourself?
Yeah, I hear myself just fine.
Now that you can think back...
Yeah.
Do you think you could have maybe handled that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have just shut my mouth.
Yeah!
Closed myself off to the whole thing.
You said he didn't learn.
He can say it. Now let's see him put it into action.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment.
Yep.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. We're taking you through your Wednesday afternoon, midweek, a little before 5. Get through this. We'll be okay. Ahoy.
Hi, sweetheart.
Is this Fat Pat?
It sure is. How's my little cocker spaniel?
Oh, Fat Pat, I haven't heard from you in so long. How are you, sweetheart? I'm doing fine.
How's that Battle of the Bulge going, honey?
Pat, don't even ask. It is out of control, this whole COVID thing, and I'm eating more than I've ever eaten before. You know Haney, don't you? He brings in candy and all kinds of stuff for us to try in here, and it's all sugar, Fat Pat. It's all sugar, and I'm eating it. He's eating it. Junior's eating it. We're giving it to staff and stuff. It's all sugar, and it's just making me fat.
Well, honey, that's where you're wrong.
What do you mean?
Because a little sugar boost in the afternoon is good for you.
Now, Fat Pat, you're an expert. I was always told, because back in the day, we used to, you want to get the kids all riled up, you give them sugar. But I'm told, scientifically, you eat that sugar, you're in for a bigger crash. You crash, and then it makes you hungrier, and you eat more.
No, honey. Because what kind of candy are you giving you?
Sugar candy, Pixie Sticks, Gobstoppers, Pop Rocks.
Oh, come on. Pixie Sticks are the best, honey.
Fat Pat, it's all sugar.
It is all sugar, but it's the best thing for you because it's all just powdered sugar and it just goes right down the hatch.
So
it gives you lots of energy, and okay. It's just a little bit. It's just a little bit.
All right, so do you now, I haven't seen you in so long, Fat Pat. Do you eat a lot of sugary foods?
Hi, I'm not eating anything right now. I'm purging.
You're purging? How long have you been purging? Fat Pat, have you lost some weight?
Well, I'm trying. It's not working. It doesn't come off like it used to.
Oh, don't I know it, sweetheart. Don't I know it. So you're purging.
I got a confession to make, honey.
Okay, baby.
I've been a little bit naughty.
You've been naughty?
A little bit.
What is this why? Fat Pat, is this why you're purging?
Uh-huh.
What did you do? What did you do, Fat Pat?
Well, honey, you've seen the, I've shown you my portfolio before when I was a fitness model in the 80s.
I remember you came to the studio one time, oh, back in the day. You had that three-binder notebook with the plastic slide-in pages, and you had all of your, like, 8x10s of the work you did. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know, the string bikinis and the thongs.
Yeah.
Where I'd pose backwards and clench my butt cheeks real hard.
Yep, some of them are pretty hot pictures. They were very, very, for the day, woo!
But if you remember why I showed you those pictures, honey, it's because before every one of those pictures that looked so hot and sexy, I would have just been purging.
So wait a second, back in your modeling days, you were purging, you can fast, and then purging is like what the race jockeys call flipping, throwing up.
You get yourself a little syrup of Ipecac. And I learned, and I'm not proud of this, okay, but I learned how can I put this delicately?
Oh, you're among friends, Fat Pat. Don't bother putting it delicately. Just come right out and tell me.
Well, everybody knows that you purge by throwing up, but I learned a technique where I could force myself to get the diarrhea, too. And that's 5 pounds right there.
Wait a second. So, and again, I'm glad you prefaced it, Pat.
Don't ask me what the secret is.
But,
because nobody should be doing that, honey.
No, that's so unhealthy. Coming out of both ends.
But if you really have to.
Yes.
Just squirt some mayonnaise out, let it sit on the counter for about 90 minutes, and then just eat it. And then you're good to go.
But now tell me. That's what you did in your modeling days. You're over that, and you're purging right now, and you're not doing that. You're not eating tabletop warm mayonnaise to give yourself some intestinal thing.
Honey, I don't know if I'm having a midlife crisis or what.
I would think you're beyond that.
I made the mistake of putting up, you know, my booty shots. Put up my booty shots and my glamour shots from the 80s.
Yeah.
And I put them up on the photogram.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was a big fat piece of crud in high school.
How bad was it in high school for you? Because those pictures don't reflect some fat piece of crud in high school. I mean, you were beautiful.
Well, it wasn't until I got out of high school that I said, fat, get off me for the first time.
Yep, and it became your mantra. It became our mantra.
And boy, you know, I could keep it off for 6 months, then get fat for 6 months. And, well, you know, the whole yo-yo thing. You know it better than I do by now.
That is so unhealthy.
But I put these pictures up, you know, I figured, well, I wanted to have them stored on the computer. And
sure.
I figured, well, why not share them with the world?
Sure, sure. Oh, can I ask you, and this might be too personal. Because you only showed us the tasteful, you know, bikini and lingerie stuff. You, back in the 80s, you never did nudes, did you?
Let's just say, honey, I have a few arrows in my quiver you haven't seen yet.
Oh, man. Back in the day, you doing all that stuff?
I'm getting all of these great compliments on my booty pictures.
Yeah.
And one of them comes in from a boy I had the biggest crush on back in high school.
Couldn't believe you lost all that weight in the 80s.
His name was Teddy, but we called him Titty. His name was Titty Nosegay.
Titty Nosegay.
And he got beat up a lot, but I always thought, oh, he's just this. What a good-looking dad.
Yeah, yeah, Teddy was really good-looking back in the day. And,
I see on my wall of comments? None other than Titty Nosegay. And you know what he says, Stan?
What did he say?
Looking good, girl.
Didn't he know these are pictures from the 80s? You went to school in the 70s. You were a fat pig. Sorry, Fat Pat. I didn't mean to insult you that way. But you were fat,
Pat.
Oh,
it's no insult. That's just a fact.
And, of course, you had a kind of a little crush on Teddy. And he, you know, until he sees pictures. Didn't he know these were from the 80s? This isn't in the year 2020. These are 40 years ago, 30 years ago.
I don't know. Maybe he's got rocks in his head, but he wants to meet up.
So, wait. All right. When did you come in contact with Teddy? When did he post, and when did you make contact with him when he saw your 80s pictures?
About 2 weeks ago when I stopped eating.
Okay. Now, hold on. So 2 weeks ago you stopped eating. Now, I would guess from having seen the pictures in the 80s, you were probably about 122 pounds, 123 pounds. Very, very nice figure. And 2 weeks ago, Fat Pat, and I love you, sweetheart, I love you. How much did you weigh 2 weeks ago when you agreed to meet up with Teddy? You all right? This sounds like one's about ready to come up now.
Well, yeah, maybe.
How much did you weigh 2 weeks ago?
Dan, I don't want to say I was on the wrong side of 300 again, okay? Let's just say
oh,
that.
My word! Fat Pat, you were on the wrong side of 300. He's looking at 125-pound Fat Pat from the 80s doing those butt clinches. And now you're over 300 pounds, and you're going to meet up with him, and you've been purging for 2 weeks. What do you weigh now?
290.
Now, when are you...
It's okay. It's okay, honey, because I bought myself 2 weeks.
Now, when are you supposed to meet up with him? You've been doing this for 2 weeks. You've lost... Are you saying by purging, you've lost maybe a good 20, 25, 30 pounds in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Now, wait a second. So, how many weeks... When are you meeting up with Teddy?
I was supposed to meet up with him last weekend, and he bought the plane tickets and sent them to me, and I thought, I can't go up there. I'm an old, fat mess.
And plus, one plane ticket ain't going to do it for you. You got to get those double seats.
I know.
And then what do you think he's going to see when you come off that, when you're lifted off that plane? He's not going to see Fat Pat, the model of the 80s, he's going to see that fat, disgusting pig of the 70s, just a lot older, and he's liable to go run for the hills, kind of like what he did back in the day when you would blink your eyes at him and throw him an air kiss.
Well, I got the tickets in the mail, and they were first-class tickets to Waukesha.
But that's still not going to work. That's an ordeal. You don't want, you have to walk through an airport.
And he was going to set me up at the Holiday Inn, which tells me he's probably married.
Could be. Could be. You're a married woman.
Yeah.
I've talked to your husband, too.
So what I did? Oh, yeah. Forget Carl. He didn't care.
But you're meeting up with somebody that you had feelings for back in high school because he posted on your photo board. And you're flying.
It's never too late, honey.
It's too late. What's he gonna? Have you sent him a recent picture of you?
No, I just sent him some of those other arrows in my quiver.
Right, the nudes. Have you sent him a nude? You know, grooming was different in the 80s.
Yeah, I got it all figured out, honey.
Yeah.
You know what I did?
What?
I told him to contact the airline. And so he didn't lose his money on his tickets. And what I figured I'd do is I wait until it gets to be a little colder weather.
Yeah.
And that way I can wear my boots and I can, you know, layer.
You're going to go there. You're going to have to take it off at some point. You're going to have to go.
Well, yeah. But when I go to do them, I'm going to insist on candlelight.
I was assuming that you were going to go and meet up with them at the Holiday Inn at the restaurant next door, and it would be cold,
yeah, not,
and you'd hang that up.
But,
you're saying you're going to do them.
Oh, absolutely. How do I want to go all this trouble otherwise?
Wait a second. You're still
so
290.
I figured out what to do. I got to buy myself some time to keep purging.
No, you don't.
And I need the weather to get a little cooler. So you know what I did, honey?
What'd you do, baby?
I messaged him and said, oops, got COVID, got the quarantine.
Yeah, and he agreed to that.
Oh, yeah, because he don't want to get sick.
No, and you don't.
He just wants me to do them.
Yeah, he'll do something to him once he lays eyes on you.
Well, honey, you know, I'm not looking to fall in love. I'm not looking to have Thanksgiving with his family.
You just want to do them.
Yeah, just say I did.
Now what happens, Pat, if you go and say you go in November or December to go up and see him? You got about another 4, 5, 6 weeks. How much weight do you think you can lose living like this? How much do you think you can lose by the middle of November? It could kill you, Pat. And all that acid, your teeth will be snapping off, flush to the gum. You got the diarrhea. That's going to go and hit you intestinally.
I know you're friendly with that doctor guy.
Yes. You mean Dr. Bastardo?
Yeah.
He's been my doctor a long time.
Could you ask him if a side effect of COVID is losing weight? And if so, how do you get COVID?
Oh, baby. Fat Pat, you don't need to do it. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Jeez. Stan and Haney.
Hello.
Hello.
I walked a little too far.
You did.
Can somebody come and get me?
Who is this?
This is Louie.
Who?
Louie.
And where are you?
I'm at the nightclub.
At the nightclub?
Yes.
Which nightclub?
It's called Live Nude Girls.
Oh, it is? Well, that is a strange place for you to be.
I get to have fun once in a while. Can you keep supper warm?
I don't know. I think we can. I think we'll put some food away for you.
Help, leave some dinner for me.
Where do you live?
I need to get back to the retirement. Why don't you talk to them, Janet? Hold on. Hello, sir. Can you please? Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Willie the janitor. This old man from your retirement home, he's over here at the new nightclub with the strippers. He's the oldest customer we ever had.
In a new nightclub?
He's about 95 years old. He's been spending all his money on the dances. Whereabouts,
sir, are you located?
We're right on 12th Street, 9525 12th Street. But the problem, he's been drinking, and he got the colostomy bag. It's been leaking and dripping all over, and it's nasty. I don't want to have to clean this up.
Well, you know, I think you've got, this is the retirement home.
Yeah, the old man, he need to get back to your retirement home.
I don't think he belongs to us.
He been here drinking since 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he spent all his money, you know, the women that get up on stage, the dancers, and he leave them $1. He spent all his money.
Well, where are you located?
We're downtown on 12th Street.
12th Street?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what is his name?
He said his name is Louis Pellegrini.
Pellegrini?
Yeah, he been here a long time, and he been drinking, and his colostomy bag is full, and he need your nurses over there to come and pick him up.
Sir, we don't have any resident by the name of Pellegrini.
Yeah, Pellegrini, he need you guys to come by here and pick him up.
But we're not the people.
All right, I'll let him talk.
You got the wrong number.
Yeah, I'll let you talk to him. Then you guys can arrange to come by here and pick him up. Yeah, you talk to him. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrini?
Yes, come by and pick me up.
Where do you live, Mr. Pellegrini?
I need to get back.
Where do you... Listen to me.
Keep supper warm. Keep supper warm.
Where do you live?
I need to get back. It's getting dark.
Where do you live?
A retirement home.
What's the name of it?
Oh, I can't quite remember.
Well, it's not the...
Yes, come by and tell Rose to keep supper warm.
I certainly will, but I don't know.
I gotta go. The girls are dancing.
Okay, have a good time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney for a lot of you out there. The weekend has begun. 5 o'clock. You're on the road. Let's be careful out there. The weekend is underway, and your friends Stan and Haney are with you.
Excellent traveling companions.
Yes, we're great companions, even on a trip.
Mm-hmm. Engineered for extended listening hours.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Let's.
What are you drinking?
Uh-oh.
Water.
Oh, okay. Right. I was worried that it was that bad coffee and you got hooked on it.
I could go for some coffee right now, though, now that you mention it.
You know, why would you be willing, I know you're not, would you be willing to chip in? And I can get us a nice automatic drip coffee maker for your room, and then I can bring
nice
in some
fan.
Fresh ground coffee.
It has to be a drip?
Any kind. What kind do you want? What kind of coffee maker would you like?
I would recommend...
French press.
Oh, come on. I would recommend that you give your money to Stan, let him pick it out, and then it'll be put into your room so that your room will stink like coffee all the time and the studio won't.
Now, French press, you know how to use a French press?
Yeah.
And you'd like that? How are you going to get the boiling water
to pour
into the French press?
If you give him a paper cup, he can make the water boil because
he says,
Eagle Scout.
That's right.
Oh, I wanted to ask you that. We'll talk about the coffee maker later. I can make arrangements. But I got coffee. I'll bring in coffee. You know what? There's the better deal. You get a coffee maker you like, and I'll supply the coffee.
Stan has
an ongoing expense.
Okay.
I'll bring in the coffee. Your one-time expense is to bring in a coffee maker. I'd recommend a Keurig or a drip coffee maker because...
Well, doesn't a Keurig just make one cup at a time?
Yes, but that does it fast. And then you don't have any leftover coffee, thus no waste. A French press, you would have to find some way to heat water to near boiling to make your coffee.
But again, he's an Eagle Scout. All he needs is a paper cup to make it boil. He said he knows how to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know, and I'm putting you on the spot, I'm sorry.
But he won't tell us how he does it.
No. Do you know the oath that you take? Do you know it by heart?
Do I know the oath?
The Boy Scout oath.
No.
Where you hold up the fingers. Mm-hmm. I promise.
If you get me started, I could probably finish it. I think if I hear like the first couple words, I might be able to.
Are you? You're an Eagle Scout
from like 10 years ago.
Hold on. I'm gonna get you.
You swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, Junior.
I'm not sure if the Constitution was in it, but
all right. If I get you started, you'll be able to complete it.
Let's try it.
Or the Boy Scout Pledge?
Is it the Boy Scout motto you're talking about?
The Boy Scout Pledge.
The pledge
on my honor.
I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, something. I forget.
And obey the laws of the pack.
Yeah.
Haney knows. Yes.
No, that's the Cub Scouts, bruh.
I didn't go to Boy Scouts.
Yeah, look.
I was close, though, wasn't I?
You started out right.
I
only enlisted for 2 years.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the scout law. You want me to finish it, or do you know how to finish it?
Say the next part.
To help other
people.
At
the grocery store? I don't know.
At all times.
At all times.
To keep myself
physically strong.
Yes.
Mentally wake and morally straight.
Mentally weak and morally straight.
Right?
Awake.
Awake. Sorry.
I can't believe I had to coach you through an Eagle Scout.
Well, there's so many of them.
He was spot on with the Cub Scout one.
Yeah, okay, good for him.
Still got the little book.
Yeah, but I don't go around, you know.
I do, actually, yeah.
I don't go around bragging that I got a bear badge.
I don't go around bragging that I'm an Eagle Scout.
Look at this, and you know what? We have scouts out there, proud scouts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already getting multiple texts from people with the Scout Pledge that know it by heart.
I wonder if they're Eagle Scouts.
We had a few texts from ones that were Eagle Scouts.
So you're saying ones that even didn't make Eagle Scout, they still know it.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it. It was just in the back of my head, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, helping people at the grocery store. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, being
mentally weak and helping people at the grocery store.
On my honor, I will do my best to help the Girl Scouts get undressed.
yeah.
Thin mints, baby.
Let's get you updated on traffic. Mark Haney and the news starts right now.
There was a time. A time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday.
Rocktober.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Telling you, it's early in the month. We shouldn't be having these problems right now.
Yeah.
It's early in the month.
Time now for things you didn't know. Something you know a little bit about, Stan.
What?
Whiskey.
Oh, whiskey.
Where does that word come from?
Oh, that's a good question. I have no idea where the word originates from.
We know what it is. There it is in that oak barrel out in the barn.
Yeah.
But what do we call it?
Whiskey.
We call it that because it comes from a Gaelic phrase that translates to water of life.
Ah.
It'll liven you up.
It sure will. Put a little pep in your step.
Mm-hmm. You know, big thinkers are ridiculed in their own time. No one knows that better than me.
Yeah, so true, Haney. So true. The hell you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a big thinker.
Yep. In 1893,
yeah,
a lone congressman proposed a constitutional amendment that would change the name of the country.
Huh?
He wanted it to be called the United States of Earth. Nobody listened to him.
No, I don't blame him.
I think we'd get more respect.
The United States of Earth.
Yep. How you like them apples?
Yeah. That would throw Junior for a loop, having to remember the scout oath with the United States of the Earth.
Mm-hmm. In the name of the United States of Earth. Sounds good.
Yeah.
You ever been watching a movie and had a little sense of deja vu?
Yes.
Like, damn, that looks familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But it has nothing to do with the movie I'm watching now. Well, the movies, when they find a good location, it tends to get used more than once.
Yeah, just ask that Western director back in the day, that John Ford. He'd use the same locations to shoot those John Wayne films.
Mm-hmm. In the X-Men movie, the mansion where Professor Xavier lived and trained his mutant students is the exact same mansion where Billy Madison lived.
Did you know that? You're a big DC comic guy.
Don't.
What is
not,
it?
Are you DC. Say it right.
What is it, Haney?
Marvel.
No, I did not know that.
It is called Parkwood Estate, and it's just outside Toronto.
Wow.
So, you're all cool watching the mutants on X-Men. You're thinking, boy, that looks familiar.
Yeah, can't pinpoint it, though.
And you probably wouldn't, because you're in a different mindset. You wouldn't be thinking Billy Madison while you're watching the Egghead.
Mm-hmm.
Stan, how much would you pay for comforting words?
How much would I pay for just the comforting words?
Yes.
Not much. It goes in one ear and out the other. It doesn't hurt the pain inside.
Well,
it doesn't help it one bit. The hurt is still there.
Nonetheless, the good people at Vinny's Pizzeria in Brooklyn are there for you.
Hey, Vinny!
They've added a new item to the delivery menu for just $1.
Yeah.
Along with a beautiful pie.
Oh, yeah.
You can receive, quote, comforting words.
New York-style pizza and comforting words.
I don't know. It might be Chicago-style.
Yeah. In Brooklyn?
Yeah. Just like Mama used to make. Here's what it says on the menu. For $1, our delivery driver will look you straight in the eye and tell you everything's going to be okay, and you're doing the best that you can.
That's nice.
$1.
What?
No word on whether anyone's ordered that.
Again, it doesn't take away the hurt on the inside. Okay.
Never had to pay for it in my life. Good luck, man. You got to pay for it, huh? Bet somebody would tell me that for free. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, there's nothing like having good buddies.
You got that right, Haney. You got that right. Absolutely.
There's a 24-year-old gent named Lee in Glasgow, Scotland. And he knew his 38-year-old a-hole buddy, Stephen, was going out on a first date to a nice steakhouse.
Oh, that's nice. That is nice.
Lee had Steven's back. He called the restaurant pretending to be Steven before the date to set up a special dessert surprise. He arranged to have the server bring over a large cake at the end of the meal that had "Will you marry me?" written on the plate in icing.
First date.
Lee caught the whole thing on video. And if you're wondering, Steven's date was not impressed.
I bet you she wasn't.
And it doesn't seem there will be a second date.
No, she gets the creep seeing that. Won't hear from her again.
That's what friends are for.
Yep.
You know, when you're at the supermarket and you're mentally weak.
You know what? Yeah. There's, and I got to tell this story. It's 30 seconds long. We had an employee here. Let's just call him a Mark Steele. This is years ago. And he came from here, I think from like Mississippi.
You mean the first time?
The first time. Yes, because he had several stays with us.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into details about it, but.
So you're talking about the first
time. The first time. So he gets one of his buddies, who was out of work, did voiceover stuff, to come down, and he got him a job here at Beasley.
Is that the one that became a woman?
No, I don't think so. So he comes down, and you know how it is when you're in a new town. You don't know anybody. You want to make a good impression with your job, and you know, this is his pal that he worked with for years, and he's the only person he knows.
Mm-hmm.
And so this buddy that he brought down to the radio station, he has to be here, you know, at 9 o'clock getting ready and to voice over stuff at the radio station. And on his way over, like his second or third day that he's working here, his car breaks down on the side of the road. And he's 20 minutes before he has to be into work. And he calls up his buddy, his pal, Mark Steele. We used to be middays here. And
well, that's the first time.
The first time. He goes and says, he's all panicky. He goes, "Hey, man, my car broke down. I'm 20 minutes away. Work starts in 20 minutes. You're 5 minutes away. Can you come by, pick me up, and just get me into work?" His buddy, his reply, "Well, I just got up and I'm still in my bathrobe and I haven't jumped in. No, I can't." He either had to get a cab or the tow truck drove him to work.
Yeah, there was no Uber then.
There was no, because his only buddy in town
that dragged him down here.
That dragged him down here was still in his robe and hadn't taken a shower yet.
Well, it makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure. I remember he told me that story, and I went right into Mark, and I said, "You left him on the side of the road." "Well, what do you mean, man? I was still in my bathrobe, hadn't had breakfast yet." "Yeah, what's wrong? Yeah, I couldn't." "What the hell?"
You know, I'm just... I won't get into it, but I think about what both of us have been called on to do in the middle of the night, what have you.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah, I haven't had breakfast yet. And that's how I used to say it. Breakfast. And Mardi Gras.
Yep. Vacation.
Vacation.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that, folks. Just thinking about buddies.
You never really know who has the eye of the tiger.
You don't.
Someone who likes the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of their rivals.
Yes.
A 59-year-old gent named Donald Prestwood broke into a senior apartment complex in Fontana, California this week. He was drunk and said he was looking for his girlfriend. Then he busted into his girlfriend's 81-year-old mother's room in the senior center. Donald began physically attacking the old woman what? In her wheelchair as she yelled for help.
Jeez.
Meanwhile, two floors up was 67-year-old Lorenzo Marujo. It turns out Lorenza trained in jujitsu, receiving a black belt.
Oh, well, right up there.
And calls herself Lady Ninja.
Yeah, look at her.
Hi!
Looks like Danny Trejo.
Yeah, a little bit.
And she lets everybody know she likes to train to Eye of the Tiger.
Right.
She ran down to the apartment and saw Donald beating an 81-year-old woman. She jumped into action.
Bet she did.
She bent Donnie's fingers back to get him off the woman, then elbowed him in the sternum.
What was the guy's name?
Donnie.
Uh-huh.
And took the grown man to the ground and held him against his will until the police arrived.
What a hero.
Lady Ninja stands 4'11", weighing in at 100 pounds.
It looks like Danny Trejo.
Donnie is 5'10", 170. He was taken to the big house for elder abuse. Lady Ninja says her only regret is that her jujitsu skills are rusty. Otherwise,
she's
quote,
rusty.
Otherwise, quote, I would have done far more damage to him.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill? This is where you earn your pay, Junior. There's a 28-year-old woman named Vanessa Jones in St. Petersburg.
Okay, just up the road.
And around 11 a.m. Wednesday, Vanessa was outside of the local 7-Eleven and, well, sexually assaulting herself. And she meant business. She continued doing this as a child under the age of 16 came to the 7-Eleven with their uncle.
Yep, probably get a Slurpee.
The kid's uncle, of course, was horrified and immediately took a video of Vanessa rubbing herself. Now, of course, he turned this video over to the police, and I'm sure he has no plans to ever watch it again.
Really?
Vanessa was arrested for hold on, Junior. Vanessa was arrested for felony lewd and lascivious exhibition.
Let's see her.
Ooh.
Well, hello there.
What's going on?
Yeah, looking for some fun, are we?
Boy, those are some dilated pupils. Damn, not what I was expecting.
Oh, hi there.
I was expecting the jujitsu lady.
Yes.
And that's the news for today, Friday,
October
2nd.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's Mark Haney.
There he is, little Mark Haney, telling it like
it is.
Boy, she is up to something.
Yeah, and she knows it, too. She feels good.
Boy, she is going to age hard, though.
Yes, she is. She's already starting.
Yep. I mean, she's 28.
Yeah. That's a rough 28, but still.
You know what? That is a smoking hot 42.
Yeah. Yep.
But 28, going down fast.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Stan and Haney have the day off, and we decided to throw a little something new up against the wall, namely that brings us here to the show. We'll be talking with Lee, Charlotte, Collier counties, all of Southwest Florida, with a special focus on the shitty sections. I'm talking to you, Lehigh, Carlos Park. So, welcome to the show. We're the shittiest thing on radio. I approached Beasley Broadcasting about my dream, my vision, if you will, of just putting shit on the radio, and he said to me, let me get this straight. You want to do something called the shit show where you do nothing but talk shit all day. I said, that's right. He said, bullshit. I laughed, and I said, I can't believe this shit, but you just made my point. The whole world talks about shit. I talk about shit. Why not a show about shit? You know, give people the shit they really want. I mean, any kind of shit. Shit in the news, shit like sports, all kinds of shit. Relationship bullshit. You know what I mean? Shit that's real. The shit that hurts. The shit that counts. Are you following this shit? I mean, some of the shit out there, it just breaks your heart, but other shit is just hilarious. People eat this shit up. Just an endless stream of shit hitting the listener right between the ears. I mean, on my shittiest day, I'll put my shit up against that shit down the dial any of the day of the week, including Saturday. My shit is real. People don't fall for that other shit. You know what I mean? The bullshit. I never bullshit. If something's bullshit, I call them on it and say, hey, that bullshit is horseshit. One thing I won't do is fart jokes. That is the shittiest, uncreative shit on radio. What a complete crock of shit. When I listen to that shit, I gotta wear boots because I'm knee-deep in shit. One thing I gotta do to make this work, though, is come up with a radio name. Something catchy. Something that doesn't reek like a pile of dog shit. Something that doesn't make me come off like some kind of shithead. People seem to buy into Mitt Romney's my shit doesn't stink bit. Maybe I could call myself Mitt the shit, huh? What do you think? And then have some big announcer voice go, it stinks in here because Mitt's the shit. You know, tie it in with the politics and election shit. The people are interested in shit like that. Ah, shit, I see we're out of time. I could go on all day with this shit. If it came down to it, I'd stay on the air 24 hours a day with all this shit. I mean, I'd just stay in this shitty studio the whole time. I'd even shit in a bucket so I wouldn't have to take bathroom breaks. And believe you me, you wouldn't have to worry about any cussing and shit like that. Would never happen. That shit is low-class shit. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, thank you for your time and all that shit. Have a shitty day. I know I will. And, I won't bullshit you. And hey, don't let all the shit get to you. So don't bullshit me. What'd you think of the audition? I mean, what'd you think, really?
Yeah, it was kind of shitty.
You think so? Oh, it was shitty, wasn't it? You're not shitting me, are you?
No shit.
Ah, really, no shit.
My friend, you have seen this incident based on sworn testimony. Can you prove that it didn't happen? Perhaps on your way home, someone will pass you in the dark, and you will never know it, for they will be
Stan and Haney.
God help us in the future.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your week with us. It is greatly appreciated. Al Beck will be taking you through your Friday evening. I'm getting a look at the board here for traffic. Nothing posted right now. Nothing to report. So at least I can say here, and I'm not saying what's out there, you're up to date.
Stan, we're acting out of an abundance of caution.
Friends, in view of the menacing world conditions in which we find ourselves today, this message may be the most important your radio has ever brought to you. Because this message, my friends, may help you to survive in case of an atomic attack. Listen.
We with little or no warning, from a blue sky or a pitch black night, the enemy may attempt to bomb us, to bury us.
Listen up.
Those families courageous enough to learn can survive. Those families unwilling to learn can die. Believe this. You can survive the bomb if you get ready now. If you know what to do when an attack comes.
Duck and cover?
We must be prepared. This new recorded training course will help you. It will help every member of your family. It may make it possible to survive. Now, this wonderful new album should sell for about $19.95. However, it is the wish of the recording company, the director, producer, and all who participated in preparing it, that the price be made so low that every family in America might receive it and thereby reduce the terrible danger of atomic warfare. Yes, the Survival Album will give you priceless instructions.
How much?
It may save your life, the lives of your children. If you don't agree it's the biggest $3.98 investment anyone can make today, your money will be promptly refunded. The total cost is only $3.98. The address is Survive in care of this station.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Well, I worked in this place and there was three acts in the bill besides myself. There was a girl singer who was the worst, you know. This girl singer was so bad. After her first song, the audience asked for a glass of water. Well, one night the boss told her to stop singing while the waiters were serving. She was terrible to look at, to an ugly girl, terrible to look at, you know. All night long, the audience kept yelling, up in front! Then the other act I worked with was a rabies-infected dog act. And I didn't get along with these dogs at all, you know. Very bitter dogs, bitter dogs. I mean, they knocked around in show business for years. They couldn't get ahead. Very bitter dogs, you know. Bitter dogs. You know. Every night, they used to bark at my punchlines, you know. I remember one night, one of the dogs told me that Lassie was just lucky. You know, that type of dogs, you know. Yeah, the dog told me Lassie got ahead, but not because of her talent, you know. Years ago, Rin-tin-tin, you know.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hi, sweetheart.
Is this Fat Pat?
It sure is. How's my little Cocker Spaniel?
Oh, Fat Pat, I haven't heard from you in so long. How are you, sweetheart? I'm doing fine.
How's that Battle of the Bulge going, honey?
Pat, don't even ask. It is out of control, this whole COVID thing, and I'm eating more than I've ever eaten before. You know Haney, don't you? He brings in candy and all kinds of stuff for us to try in here, and it's all sugar, Fat Pat. It's all sugar, and I'm eating it. He's eating it. Junior's eating it. We're giving it to staff and stuff. It's all sugar, and it's just making me fat.
Well, honey, that's where you're wrong.
What do you mean?
A little sugar boost in the afternoon is good for you.
Now, Fat Pat, you're an expert. I was always told back in the day we used to, you know, you want to get the kids all riled up, you give them sugar. But I'm told scientifically, you eat that sugar, you're in for a bigger crash. You crash, and then it makes you hungrier, and you eat more.
No, honey, because what kind of candy are you giving you?
Sugar candy, pixie sticks, gobstoppers, pop rocks.
Oh, come on. Pixie sticks are the best, honey. It is all sugar, but it's the best thing for you because it's all just powdered sugar and it just goes right down the hatch.
So So
and it gives you lots of energy, and okay. It's just a little bit.
All right, so do you now, I haven't seen you in so long, Fat Bat. Do you eat a lot of sugary foods?
Hi, I'm not eating anything right now. I'm purging.
You're purging? How long have you been purging? Fat Pat, have you lost some weight?
Well, I'm trying. It's not working. It doesn't come off like it used to.
Oh, don't I know it, sweetheart. Don't I know it. So you're purging.
I got a confession to make, honey.
Okay, baby.
I've been a little bit naughty.
You've been naughty?
A little bit.
Fat Pat, is this why you're purging?
Uh-huh.
What did you do? What did you do, Fat Pat?
Well, honey, I've shown you my portfolio before when I was a fitness model in the 80s.
I remember you came to the studio one time. Oh, back in the day, you had that three binder notebook with the plastic slide in pages, and you had all of your like 8x10s of the work you did. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know, the string bikinis and the thongs.
Yeah.
Where I pose backwards and clench my butt cheeks real hard.
Yep, some of them are pretty hot pictures. They were very, very, for the day, woo!
But if you remember why I showed you those pictures, honey, it's because before every one of those pictures that looked so hot and sexy, yeah. I would have just been purging.
So wait a second, back in your modeling days, you were purging, you can fast, and then purging is like what the race jockeys call flipping, throwing up.
You get yourself a little syrup of Ipecac. And I learned, and I'm not proud of this, okay? But I learned.
Oh, you're among friends, Fat Pat. Don't bother putting it delicately. Just come right out and tell me.
Well, everybody knows that you purge by throwing up, but I learned a technique where I could force myself to get the diarrhea, too. And that's 5 pounds right there.
Wait a second. So, and again, I'm glad you prefaced it, Pat.
Don't ask me what the secret is.
But,
because nobody should be doing that, honey.
No, that's so unhealthy. Coming out of both ends.
But if you really have to.
Yes.
Just squirt some mayonnaise out. Let it sit on the counter for about 90 minutes and then just eat it. And then you're good to go.
But now tell me, that's what you did in your modeling days. You're over that and you're purging right now and you're not doing that. You're not eating tabletop warm mayonnaise to give yourself some intestinal thing.
Honey, I don't know if I'm having a midlife crisis or what.
I would think you're beyond that.
I made the mistake of putting up my booty shots. Put up my booty shots and my glamour shots from the 80s.
Yeah.
And I put them up on the photogram.
Yeah.
You know, I was a big fat piece of crud in high school.
How bad was it in high school for you? Because those pictures don't reflect some fat piece of crud in high school. I mean, you were beautiful.
Well, it wasn't until I got out of high school that I said, fat, get off me for the first time.
Yep, and it became your mantra. It became our mantra.
And boy, you know, I could keep it off for 6 months, then get fat for 6 months. And, well, you know, the whole yo-yo thing. You know it better than I do by now.
That is so unhealthy. Oh, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.